Quick takes.
Boobs, 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 more boobs, and boobs. Welcome to B-Movie Mania's Quick Take. That's what we're going to talk about today, I guess. Thanks for listening. My name is Mike Hayes, and with me for this episode of Quick Take is Paul A. Brooks. Hi, Paulie.
Deliciously word.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on, I got to open my... What am I drinking? I have a truly hard seltzer. Let me open it up here. Yep.
Seems like lemon. The kind of thing they'd be drinking in the movie we watched that we're going to talk about.
I think they were drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah, I just feel like they'd be really into the truly hard wording because they are a lot of real wordsmiths in this film.
You are not wrong.
So... Maybe. I mean, if we're going to talk about what we're drinking, I've got a glass of water.
Yeah.
In a Barfleet mug.
I know what?
Barfleet. They throw Star Trek parties. So I thought you might like that I'm doing that.
That's pretty cool. Maybe I'll move back to Chicago for that.
Well, they do it all over. They do a big thing in Vegas, I guess, every year. I don't know why we're advertising for Barfleet. I just saw them, though, again at WindyCon a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know that you went to WindyCon.
Mm-hmm. I went last year and loved it, and I went this year and loved it, and I don't know if our WindyCon episode came out before this or after this, but, you know, we've got a special WindyCon episode as usual, so...
This is definitely off topic, but I really want to do a WindyCon, like a B-Movie Mania WindyCon live special sometime. We got to make it happen.
It would be fantastic, man. Yeah, we'll get you out one of these Novembers, you know.
Cool.
Anyway, why don't we fucking...
Boobs, get boobs, on... boobs, oh. Boobs, boobs.
Oh my God. All right, so we watched a movie called Filthy McNastier, which is the second movie in the Filthy McNasty franchise, trilogy even. And, yes. Paul, this is going to be the shortest quick take, maybe.
Good. Fine. Let's do it.
Okay. So a real quick description here. Phil the Demon returns, this time to grant the wish of a lonely teenage girl named Lori, who lacks the looks and voluptuous bosoms of her girlfriends. But as always, there is a price to pay for Lori's good looks, and this time, Phil and the vampire Razor McBleed are along for the ride. It's a bad description, but that's kind of what it is, I guess.
Can I take a crack at it real quick?
Yeah, please give me your description. How would you put that?
Okay, some youths go to a party to get laid, and some demons show up to the party as well, and kill all the youths. The end.
Yep.
And if you don't want me putting out that spoiler, you can cut that.
No. Paul, there's no spoiler. The movie starts. I'll give my rundown. And this is more of the, if you were to go to Wikipedia and look at the plot by plot, it's basically there's a college girl who said she has a flat chest. Her friends have big boobs. She wishes she had big boobs, so she talks to a goth. He does a ceremony. They all go to a party. The demon also shows up at the party, kills all the youths. The movie's over.
Right. Like this movie, we used to do a show called Drunk Movie Reviews, and we did an episode, a review for Hard Ticket to Hawaii. And I don't know if you remember this because you were really drunk, but you're trying to explain the movie and you go, this movie is all about tits. But that movie compared to this movie has way more plot because this movie truly is all about the boobage.
This is a movie that was made by Chris Seaver, who has made 25 movies. This man has made a lot of movies. And I believe they're all in the same sort of home video Z grade, I think. I haven't seen anything more recent than this. This is from 2005. Have you seen any of this guy's stuff?
Well, you know, after I got done watching the movie, I did that thing that we like to do where we just kind of go down the Amazon Prime rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And I went up to the, you know, the customers also watch section and noticed that there was a bunch of stuff that looked very similar to the filthy McNasty movies. And so I started, you know, clicking on them just to see what they were about. And you're right, a lot of them that are on there are directed by Chris Seaver. So yeah, he is prolific when it comes to this sort of like a quarter step above like home movie quality.
Yeah. And by that you mean it's a quarter step above a dad filming a toddler's birthday party, when instead it is a college student filming a party at their house.
Correct.
Okay, just checking. Because that is the look of it, right? Like this is at least this movie, and maybe the later ones are and stuff have more coordination. But this really gave me a lot of memories of my college years, where me and some of my friends would work out a very loose script. We'd go to someone's house, and then we would just make a movie. And then that was it, right? Got a handful of those. Didn't know I could put them on Amazon.
Well, in that sense, I actually really appreciated this movie because it has that kind of throwback quality for people who are around our age who are maybe trying to do something similar in that sort of same time frame. But these guys apparently did a lot of them.
Yeah, tons of them. And they're all... From looking at the titles and listening to the dialogue in this film, they are all stuck in about a 15-year-old's dialogue of sex.
Yeah. I mean, these, like, I wonder what they think these days. Because these movies, or at least Filthy McNastier, is not something that is going to go over very well with a lot of people in 2019. So if you're the type of person who is easily offended by crude humor and like a lot of, you know, sex jokes and stuff like that, this is not going to be for you.
No. And I'd argue to say it's also not for many of the people who are into crude humor and sex jokes.
Right.
Because, you know, I can get into some crude humor and some sex jokes, but the sex joke needs to be more than just someone screaming the word gash a lot. Like, it's not a joke. It's just annoying.
That's what this was. Okay, well, this is interesting. It's starting to sound like we might have a difference of opinion on this. I laughed a lot during this movie.
Did you really?
I couldn't help it. Like, because I think it's what you touched on at the beginning. There's a lot of, I don't know if you'd say cleverly written stuff in here. I wouldn't say that. But there's a lot of wordplay or cleverly written dialogue, maybe. You kind of know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. There was some effort into the dialogue, I believe, where maybe it was an attempt to kind of give you maybe like the quick-witted Guy Ritchie dialogue or something.
Kind of.
But it...
Well, I tell you what, Mike. Can I give you... Because the second time I watched this movie, you know, I wanted to take some notes and make sure I did a...
You said you were going to watch it twice, and I'm like, I should do that too. And I hadn't watched it yet. So I watched it last night and was like, I finished it with the plans of doing it again. Because I usually watch them twice for the notes, like you just said. Sorry to interrupt. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. So
no, sometimes once is enough. And once really is enough for this thing, but I only watched it the second time around because I wanted to do this specific thing. As an example of what I'm talking about here, you know, we talked about how this movie is all about boobs, and they could have just throughout the course of the movie said boobs a lot, but came up with so many different ways to say it. And I went ahead and wrote all of them down.
All right. Well, I'll put a little music in the background right now then.
Yes, please do.
All right. How's that sound? Right.
Yeah, I like that. Well, something maybe a little squishier.
How about that?
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
All right. Cool.
All right, if I may.
Please, Paul, proceed with the boobining.
Milk sacks. big perfect titties, top-heavy meat glands, bountiful bovine bosoms, jugs, hoots, boobage, chesty McNuggets, big natural titties, big boobs, sweet tits, tits McLarge boobs, shitty chest.
What?
The ninth and tenth wonder of the world. Melon heavy breasts, enormous flesh sacks, and I save my favorite for last, giant front meat. So, at least they're coming up with some halfway clever ways to get through the dialogue that we got going on here.
That's true. That is true. They had... I haven't heard like half of those, so...
No, I had the subtitles on, did you?
Oh, I did, yes, but I just mean, I'm sorry, I heard those in the movie, but for the 37 years of my life, I had not heard half of those.
Yeah, kind of creative.
Sure. I think my main issue was just how a lot of that stuff was delivered in a very, like, everyone was angry or mean to everyone, even like the guys are trying to hit on the women and they're being dicks to them while saying these clever boobs. And then,
right.
And then even the women who were like wanting to have sex were very mean about it, mostly up to themselves kind of a way. It was just kind of depressing. Just like,
so
I like a woman, I don't have a line. Maybe I'll find one. It's, but there's stuff like, I want to be the slut that guy shoves his big old rod in my flesh gash or something like that. And it's just like,
hey folks, it's Mike here. That was close enough. Don't make me dig through this fucking movie for an actual clip. You don't want it, trust me.
So do you think that it's? I mean, obviously it was made a little while ago.
Yeah.
In a different time. We've had enough time pass where, like I said, this would not be acceptable for a lot of people.
Sure.
Do you think that it's sexist, though? Do you think that a lot of the plot line and the dialogue and everything was sexist?
Oh, absolutely. But,
I don't think so.
I mean, 100%. You don't think so.
Well, I mean, I guess obviously it was written by a guy.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, here's it. Yes, it was. Who was the British character? Everyone plays weird characters in this for some reason. We don't have to get into the Japanimation character.
Who was a white girl. We should.
Anyway, that was a thing. But no. But in terms of the sexism involved, I think it was probably a lot to do with that era and that also the age. Because, they had to have been early 20s or something, right?
Like, right.
So, you know, it's just a product of the time kind of a thing.
Correct.
It's just very obviously, like, with even... You could argue that the female characters are... also talking crudely and referring to things in kind of derogatory ways. But I don't think that's their, like, MO. It was definitely just how the guy wrote it. And so...
Yeah, definitely, you know, yeah.
So, but, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, you picked this. Why did you pick it?
Oh, I picked it because, A, it looked like a really good, like, Z-grade movie, which I know you're into. You had commented that we'd had it kind of easy this last season, so I wanted to dive deep with you, and I was looking forward to possibly maybe some, the plot involves boobs, and I'm like, hey, Paul and I can get into some boob movies, let's get into it.
Sure.
But it just, for me at least, it just didn't deliver in any capacity.
See, first of all, we should mention it's very short, it's like 46 minutes or something.
Yes, a godsend.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that it's almost over before you realize it. I mean, for me, it flew by pretty quick.
9 minutes and something, and I paused it and went, I got to be like halfway through, right? And I wasn't.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
But, you know, what are you going to, like I keep saying, what are you going to do?
Maybe the rating system needs to be what are you going to do?
It very well be. You know what? And I don't know, Paul, you got anything else to mention about this thing?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you know what?
What?
One thing. Did you watch, so Filthy McNasty, the first part of the trilogy, mm-hmm. was not available on Amazon Prime, right? So
no.
We didn't bother watching it.
No.
Did you watch Filthy McNastiest?
I didn't. Did you?
Of course.
Oh my God, you went deep. All right, give me the quick take on
sure.
Filthy McNastiest.
Quick takes.
Yeah, well, it's essentially interestingly enough, kind of the polar opposite of Filthy McNasty. It is
really?
About dick. It is dick. So that to me was interesting that they flipped the script, and it's all about this guy who has, to quote No Holds Barred, a teeny wanger, and he wants a big old piece of meat, and so it's all about that.
Okay.
And I didn't like it nearly as much, but I thought that it was at least interesting that it was like all different characters. And basically, like, the script had been flipped in the situation.
Okay. Well, I respect that. That's nice
mm-hmm.
to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I have... Okay, so here's my one last little thing to throw in here. There's just a bunch of ska music in it. If you ever wanted to watch someone get murdered to ska music, then this is the movie for you.
Yeah, I mean, this was definitely made in the mid-2000s. I think it was made in, like, Ohio or something like that. Very Midwestern feeling. So,
sure.
You know, for that reason, there was some nostalgia for me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and if you like Lionel Richie, if you always wondered what it would look like if you came all over a record of it, there's a graphic coming all over a Lionel Richie scene.
So. I'm going to have to knock this movie down a couple points just for that scene.
The whole scene that then gets into them squirting shampoo all over each other as if it's cum in the bathroom.
Yeah.
To ska music.
Yeah. Like all the guys. It's just a bunch of guys in a shower. I guess like doing the something about Mary thing where they're trying to like, you know, they don't want to go out with a loaded gun or whatever
yeah.
they talked about in Something About Mary. It's a thing.
It's just unrealistic amounts of cum. Like... It's too creamy.
That's the problem you had with
and
it.
And the viscosity's not right. I mean, it's obviously my issue with it.
It's just like Jergens lotion or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so Paul, let's just get into it.
Yeah, let's not talk about this anymore.
Let's get into ratings.
Rating time!
What? Just rate it however you want. I don't give a shit.
Well, I would at least like to know if you had something in mind previously.
I chose the seventh boob reference on your list.
Oh. Seventh. Hold on. Let me look
yeah.
at the list.
I definitely know what it is. I just want you to see if you know what it is.
Okay. Oh, did I close it? Hold
oh,
on.
Fuck.
I got my Chromebook here.
Jeez. I mean,
I can open it.
I would just say it, but I want you to kind of see if you know what it is, you know.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I got it.
Yeah, there it
and
is.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, 7 on my list is boobage. It can't be boobage.
No.
How about Chesty McNuggets?
Fine.
What was it? What was it going to be?
Oh, I didn't have one. I was just guessing a number.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
And hoping it wasn't a long one.
You're right. No, it's going to be Chesty McNuggets.
That's a fine medium length one. All right, Paul, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
How do you rate this in Chesty McNuggets?
Well, I think it seems like it's pretty well established here that I did like it more than you. I had some fun with it. I don't know what you want me to say. I know that it's not appropriate anymore, but I try to grade something based on the time period, you know?
Sure.
And yeah, I guess just sort of in the spirit of the stupidity and the grossness, I'll go 69 chesty McNuggets. Why not?
Oh, yeah, that's a very fair score. I mean, in terms of the number-wise. And unfortunately, I can't bring myself to give it 69, as nice as that number is. But I also can't make myself do 60.9, or 6.9. I can't do that.
No.
So I got to just do a non-funny number, I think.
That's okay.
With this, to be true to myself. I don't know. 21. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Probably the average age of the actors in this film, 21.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Well, Paul, thank you very much for getting nasty with me on this quick take.
It was my pleasure. I got one thing I wanted to say to you.
Oh, okay. On mic?
On mic, yeah.
All right. What do you got for me,
buddy? On mic, about mic. I don't think that we've had a chance to chat about this on the podcast, but you and I did 12 episodes of a TV show, and I just want to say good job, buddy. We did it.
Oh, thank you. You know what? We haven't had a moment to... you know, pat each other's backs, though mostly to pat yours. I think I've jerked you off a little bit.
Well, it wasn't pleasant, so I'll take it.
Oh, no. Yeah, Paul, we did it, and thank you so much for all your hard work. And because Paul did, like, the directing, the editing, Paul did so much more than I did on this project. But yeah, if you haven't seen that, or you want to see more of it, it's all up on our YouTube channel. So go to Movie Mania on YouTube. Check it out. We got that and other weird bits.
Yeah, just search for B-Movie Mania.
And also at some point, I'm not going to promise right away, but at some point we'll probably have a looping list of you reading all those boob words at some point. We put weird stuff on there, so that wouldn't be a bad weird one to have up there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, for you. Put on your resume.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
And also, thanks to Tim and Seth, who played JP on the show. They did a great job as well.
Fancy, yeah, they did a great job as well. Their little storylines brought a little light to my heart.
Yeah, a little palate cleanser in between the movies. It was nice.
Yeah. All right, maniacs. Paul and I got to get out of here. So go watch Filthy McNastier if you want. If you
or
want.
Don't.
Or don't. But thanks for listening anyway, and we'll see you next time on
B-Movie Mania. It's like the TV show thing.
Listen up, maniacs. You have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They're touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!